The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
What up, dope people? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show where we talk about whatever we seem to be talking about at the time. I'm your host, Donnie, also co-host of Trophy Horrors. Check it out. We got making her return, Stacey.
Hey, I'm back.
Hooray! And also making his return, even though he wasn't left. He wasn't gone, but I just figured I'd go with the whole return theme. T. Dot Cliff.
What up, y'all? Also co-host of Trophy Horse. Check it out.
Oh, man. Before we get started with the rest of the show, y'all, how y'all been type stuff, we got an update. We're going to talk about some parenting. We got a couple of shots fired. Well, I got a shots fired, unless y'all got some shots fired. Leg out.
We talking about whatever. Whatever that's on your mind. Speak your mind. Don't be shy. This is your time to shine.
So, how you been, T-Dot?
Cool. Getting this work done for school. Other than that, shoot, things go how they go. What about y'all?
So wait a minute. You mean to tell you got some dreams, man? No, I had no dreams. Dreams are for suckers.
I've been trying to get this diploma since I've been alive. Taking me 30 years to get it, and I'm going to get it before I turn 32.
Well, that's good, man. As long as you're getting the education. Education is... I wish I would have thought about education when I was getting my education. When I was supposed to get my education.
A lot different when you're on your own. Your family give up on you. Like, shoot, I better get my education. Shoot, your family give up on you. You might not even be in the will.
Well, how you been, Stacy?
Busy. Not feeling well.
Oh. You been feeling sick?
Yeah.
The bug going around?
On the go.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of sucky.
Yeah, I know, because I know it's a bug going around, so, like, the stomach, I know the stomach one's been going around a lot.
Yeah, I'm not getting it, because my stomach's starting to hurt.
Yeah. You keep your hands washed.
Started off with cold symptoms, so, sore throat, coughing, losing my voice a little.
Yeah, I had that.
And now my stomach hurting, so.
Did you boo-boo today? Did you boo-boo today?
I have a bowel movement. You said bowel movement.
No, boo-boo. You boo-boo today?
Bowel movement.
Not yet. Not today.
Okay. My mama tell me that for every type of problem that you have. I needed stitches in my knee one day. And I went to... How I got the stitches is because I was playing on one of those, the thing that you haul the boats to the water. You know, a boat haul, and playing around
the wheels.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Playing around on top of that, and I slipped. And this was like I was little, like I was young, like I want to say elementary. So I slipped on one of them screws, and the screw is at that age. I'm pretty much it's pretty much the same size as my freaking knee. So that junk went in me, near my knee, and I'm hoofing and hollering, ran down a couple houses to my grandma's house where my mom was at. And, she showed, she's like, oh my God, you boo-boo? You boo-boo yet?
Well, that's supposed to help let the pain out.
I got a hole in my knee, like a deep one. Like, I could pour, like you could pour liquid and sip out of it.
Probably just
want
to make sure you didn't mess yourself while she took you to the hospital.
I'm gonna change his drawers, but he was screaming and howling. That day, I also found out that parents been lying to us the whole time about peroxide not burning. Peroxide stings like the dickens.
You probably just real dirty.
That joke was burning. But let's keep the show moving with this update I got. Godparents. In today's terms of godparents, it is what we talked about that day. People that's going to take care of your kids after death or something go wrong with you, that's take care of your kids.
Mm-hmm.
But the technical term for godparents is the person who's responsible for your child's religious education. You know, the,
who said that?
Where that, well, that's what the definition in the dictionary says of godparents.
Well, everybody say godparents differently, so.
Yeah, in the modern world, godparents is, you know, the, like I just said, the person who take care of your kids and they go through legal documents and all that stuff the right way, the way white folks do it, not the way black folks do it. Just, hey, that's my godbaby, right? Yeah. All right. That's the way black people do it. So I just thought I'd get that update in case somebody listen to that and try to call me out on it. Yes, I will admit I didn't do the extensive research as I supposed I had did on it when I talked about it. But here you go now.
I don't give a damn about legal terms of godparents.
And speaking of parents, I came across some videos on YouTube where parents are not so much parents. Or doing the right parenting thing as far as, like, letting their kids smoke. I'm talking about cigarettes. Like, these are toddlers, too. Toddlers are, like, even before school start, you know, smoke cigarettes. I seen the guy give his two to three-year-old son a tattoo. And he was the one giving it to him. A tattoo.
I heard about that.
Yeah, Botox in the kids. And I will, Botox in the kids is for those child pageants of kids, the beauty pageants. Yeah, the child. And I will say, I want to say this right now before, I'm not going to make a huge rant on that, but I will say this, I don't care what you guys say about it, kid pageants are absolutely no-no in my book. Like, they should not exist at all. You subjecting them to...
I can agree with that.
Yeah, you subjecting these kids to... sexuality, first of all,
they mess with their mental state.
Yeah, mess with their mental state. You Botoxing these kids that's in elementary, Botoxing them, making them look like Barbie dolls. And for the person whoever came up with this, it's a freaking pedophile for you to sit around watching these kids and judging them in they freaking bathing suits. And twerking. I mean, you subjecting them to everything.
If your kid ain't naturally beautiful, you got to do that. Your kid ain't naturally beautiful, then they don't need to be doing it.
You don't, like I said,
they don't need to be doing that at all. But yeah, your kid should be naturally. You shouldn't have to make up your kid to win a pageant.
Exactly. And I'm not saying kids ain't wearing makeup, but I'm just saying, like, makeup in my household, makeup is you play makeup with your mom or your friends that come over. You ain't wearing it outside the house.
Back when I was little, my sister was in a church pageant, and what all went on was just a dress and how you be a lady. That was it. Cool. It wasn't no making up your face and doing all that extra bathing suits and all that. No, it wasn't that.
Cool. You got something to say on that before we move on, Stacey?
I don't even wear makeup, so my daughter definitely wouldn't get it from me. And going back to the church thing, why do they wear so much makeup in the church? Like, is that a rule that you gotta paint your face to go to church? Because, I mean, well, it's okay, you know, if that's what you do, you wear makeup. But some people go overboard with it. And then, like, I see kids that's underage doing it, too. So I'm like... Why?
On that, you know, Jesus don't mind if you're ugly, but he wants something to look at.
No, shoot, that's for the men in church, because women think they're going to catch a man in church if they paint their face. That's where that probably comes from.
Yeah, of course that's where that comes from.
I tell you where y'all need to go, where they got more women than anywhere. Violence, too. Everybody's been there. The church. Oh, shit.
But I also bring this into the show because I recently felt like a YouTube parent. A few weeks ago, I seen Deadpool, which I gotta say, the best Marvel movie that they came out with, and it's killing all the Marvel movies that came out today. And it, the only Marvel movie that stayed true to the comic book fans and all that stuff. So, but passing that, the movie is R-rated. Before the movie came out, me and my little man was making plans to go see it. And I knew it was already before, you know, the kids seen it. But I figure, you know, R-rated means from extra gory on up. And I figure in my head, by being a superhero or a Marvel movie, the R would mean, and by being Deadpool, the R would mean like maybe just extra blood, a couple of F-bombs thrown in here, and a couple of B-bombs thrown in. Now, that's a far, you know, I still don't subject my kids.
About the language, you didn't think about the language?
But yeah, that's why I say, I still don't subject my kids to that type of language. But again, I figured they'd be spread it out far enough to like, maybe they forgot the first time they said the F-bomb versus the second time they said it. So I just say, you know what, it's a Marvel, I'll overlook it for the most part. Now, Deadpool, the day Deadpool came out, I didn't take the kids to go see it. They auntie took the kids to go see it. And she told, when she told us what was in the movie, I was like, wow, I didn't think they would go that far. Then I actually seen the movie. I was like, oh my freaking goodness. I feel like a freaking YouTube parent. I feel bad as heck should let my kids see this Deadpool movie. I mean, they went everywhere and they took it there in this movie. Only one set scene, but it lasted kind of lengthy, and they did pretty much every freaking position. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Next time, like, before you even let your kid go out, you say, I'm going to have to see that movie for myself. That's why.
Well, that's what I do. That's what I always do, like, for any movie. But like, again, like I said, I figured the R in this Marvel movie would be.
Nah,
like,
you know why they say R. Don't like, say nothing.
I do. Like, I know, no. I'm not saying, I'm not putting nothing on the movie makers. I'm not putting nothing on people who are, yeah, you took your kid to go see this, oh, you a bad parent. No, it's all my fault. But yeah, like I said,
you are a bad parent.
Yeah, but like I said, I figured like by being Marvel, again, by being Marvel, I figured like maybe it'd be extra blood in it and maybe an F-bomb thrown in here and there. So, and I, you know, and I overlooked just that.
I want that auntie name. What's her name?
So, I was like, man, I feel like a bad parent just now. Yeah. Parents, the R is restricted for a reason. Well, let's move on with some latest news that's been going on with Cat Williams, man. What's going on with Money Mike?
Oh, shoot. You on them drugs.
Yeah, that's what I seem like I said. I said he on that DMX, man. Yeah. He is on that DMX.
Yeah. I have just no came. Idea, but wow.
Like, he calling out Kevin Hart.
Who else he calling out?
He talked about
He had a fight at the Beanie Siegel concert with one of his. Did you see that?
Oh, with his security guard? No, not the security.
That's something else. That's at a concert. Beanie Siegel. He got jumped at a Beanie Siegel concert.
Yeah, he got jumped at Beanie Siegel concert.
Did y'all see the video?
After that joke was hilarious.
I didn't see it. What happened?
He leaped. I mean, just out of nowhere, he was vibing with the music and he was zoned out. And he just took a leap out of nowhere. It was so funny.
Yeah.
He took a leap.
He straight did the Caesar on him. And Caesar from Planet of the Apes. See, that's what he did on him. But did you see the video?
Why did he fight him? I mean, what, I mean, why did he?
Because he was on that DMX. That's why.
And he didn't say nothing.
Dude, okay. He made a video after this video. I'm paraphrasing because this is one of the funniest parts in the video. Because he said, now, I know y'all heard a lot about Cat Williams getting jumped at the Benny Single concert. Cat Williams got his ass dumped in, got his jewelry taken, and all this stuff. So then he gonna say, I know y'all seen these videos, but is what you seeing really seeing? Like, I know in the beginning of this video, did y'all see me in a mask on talking about this? Did y'all see me light a cigarette? Did y'all see me do this? In reality, no. I mean, like, he had all that stuff on. So basically he's saying, no matter if you got a videotape and recording this and this guy looks like me in the video, which clearly I can see that it is Cat Williams, you ain't seeing what you seeing. That's pretty much what he's saying. Yeah, the guy's like I said, only thing I can say, he's on that.
I can tell you what kind of drug that sound like.
It sound like everything DMX is on.
No, you talking about either
meth.
Cocaine. No, that don't sound like meth. That sound like cocaine and probably PCP.
Oh, that sure is Hemsley.
Angel dust.
Angel dust.
Yeah, that's what that sound like.
whatever it is, he need to leave that junk alone. And
yeah. I don't know what. I want to know what he said about Kevin Hart.
He pretty much called him a puppet. You know,
a puppet.
Yeah, because you see him in everything. And he's making all this money.
Aren't you supposed to do? That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I'm
ain't no different from Wayne being on everybody's what you crawling because you're trying to get out there.
Claiming he's making claims that, you know.
So you're supposed to turn down out of 20 movies, 18 of them. So you won't be no puppet. What?
I got to where I am by not sucking penis. My butthole is still the same as I walked in. That's how I got to where I'm at. Basically, he slutted his way to the top. That's pretty much what he's saying about Kevin Hart.
I'll be mad because I might want to slut with you.
Yeah, but still, I'm getting tired of people talking about Kevin Hart. And I'm not just saying it because as of this moment, he's the funniest guy out there, in my opinion. He's one of my favorite comedians of all times. But he's doing what he's exactly supposed to do. Like I said it before, when I said about people saying they tired of seeing Kevin Hart, is that he's doing what he's supposed to do. They don't have a reliable job as if a 9-to-5 job would have you. You wake up in the morning, you go to that job every day until they fire you. He wake up in the morning and not have a job unless he go out and audition and all that type of stuff. I'm just saying that their job is not consistent as a 9-to-5 job is. Their job ends.
Kevin Hart ain't no different from what Denzel do, from what Will Smith do, from what anybody who has a career. That's your career. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. So stop talking about Kevin Hart or stop talking about everybody else in the acting or entertainment business because they don't have 9-to-5s. Let's moving on. You know, the Tyrese and Reverend Ron got a new show out, talk show. You know, one of the...
It's on OWN.
Yep. I haven't seen it yet, but it was talks about this going on. And I decided to want to talk about it myself. Is that they talked about the way you dress is the way you get addressed. Meaning, depending on how you dress yourself, that's how people going to approach you as if you're... However you look. Basically, they're judging.
I can agree with that.
And I agree with that, too. You agree with that, too, Stace?
Yeah.
Amber Rose was really the one who was really talking about this. We're not talking about what people was going off what she's saying. Because, you know, we all know the way Amber Rose dressed. And she was kind of talking about, just because I dress like this, don't mean I'm a slut. Don't mean you can touch. Don't mean... approach me as if you about to get some. and yes, I laugh at that too, man. I understand you're not a slut because you dress like a slut, but for some reason in your head, Amber Rose, in your mentality and everybody else's mentality who thinks like you, for some reason you don't think that people judge in the world by appearance, by the way you look. Like me, I'm not a thug. But I like to wear my pants baggy. I don't sag, but I like to wear my pants baggy. By me doing that, people first appearance of me is, let me cross the street because he look like a thug, and I look more than a thug. I look like a thug terrorist because of my beard.
I can agree with that because if I saw you walking out, I would cross the street too. Yeah. Not because you look like, but just because I don't want to deal with any kind of thug. I just don't want to walk across some people because I can understand that. You know, I just don't want to put up with it. I don't want to deal with that. And like I said, I don't like... That's why I don't dress flashy because I don't like the looks and the stares. And people today, especially here in Detroit, they're go and do anything, so...
It's been plenty of times I've been walking down the street and I see like a group of guys, or it could be two or three, you know, and they got their big baggy pants on, sagging down to their ankles, might as well not even have on pants, you know, just doing some stuff, looking all kinds of crazy. And I will cross the street, go around the corner, walk the other way or something, because I'm not walking past that, because I mean, I don't like to... I don't want to judge, but at the same time, it's just like...
That's
a natural instinct that
people have. You know what we used to.
Yeah,
so.
It's just being commissical.
Exactly.
You know, being commissical. It ain't got nothing to do with, you being prejudiced. It's like, no, it's being me being smart, especially with these idiot knuckleheads out here nowadays. Mm-hmm. And like I just said, like, I don't sag. I don't see the satin is, sagging is nasty. It's dirty. It's nasty to me. I don't sag. So I guess you could say I look like a more sophisticated thug. But my pants is not all that baggy. Like, because nowadays you have, like you just said, they junk is like beneath the butt cheek. Beneath, it's like one quarter away from the butt cheek. And on top of that, you're freaking... Your calves all the way up to your knees and like partial of your thigh is skinny.
I don't care what skinny how jeans. Far you sag, you shouldn't sag. Yeah. I learned at 12 years old. When I learned at 12, I pulled my pants up at 12 and said I'd never do it again. I learned that sagging comes from prison. What? They want to see who have the big. That's where it comes from.
But yeah, that's what I heard it came from too. But
when I heard that at 12, I just pulled my leg up. I'm not relating any or doing anything that prison does. Like, saying homeboy, I don't use that as a prison term. People know where these words really come from and what these things really come from. You wouldn't do it. But some people just ignorant. I don't care. So,
okay,
but me, I don't do it.
So, you won't say homeboy? Would you say homie?
Homie is the same thing.
I just go see what you're going to say. But
man, you know I'm too smart for that. Come on, man. For Amarose, she need to realize just because even if you wasn't dressed like a slut, you have to understand guys gonna holler at a girl anyway.
Okay, and I'm gonna get on that. I'm about to get on that because I ain't want to derail too much. Yes, by you being the opposite sex and looking the way you look, yes, you're gonna get hollered at. But at the same time, if you dress
one guy, two guys, you're gonna get hollered at somebody.
Oh, of course. And by you dressing like a slut for one, you doing that on purpose so you can get the attention to get hollered at, but
you said you think you're gonna get
exactly, but you mad if the attention comes to the disrespectful route of touching, you know, approaching you, grabbing you by your arm, saying, hey girl, give me your number before I don't want it no more.
I'll tell you one thing. I bet you she don't dress like that and see how much attention she do get.
No,
she ain't gonna get a lot of attention like she do. And I bet you she
will. She will. Amarose
she
is
used to it.
No,
so.
Even if she dress conservative, she still will get the attention because she's thick in the mud and she looks good. She looks amazing. Exactly. But I'm just saying, females, because we went on the guys just now, females, it's more so you. People are just across the street on us, across the street, or turn back around and reroute their direction that they was going. With y'all get assaulted, y'all get raped, y'all get all kinds of...
I was thinking about that.
Negative type stuff. When y'all... You gotta think, like, when you dress like a slut, when you dress like a hooker, a stripper, yes, the mentality of what those, I guess you could say, professions consist of, is exactly how they get approached. So if you come out the house looking like one of those professions, then you will get approached as if you work in one of those professions. You know what I'm saying? They talked about this on what's his name? Foolish radio station, not the Breakfast Club, but
Hot
107.5. Yeah, Foolish and them. They talked about it, and he brought up the whole: do you wear a suit to all interviews? Like, even if you're going to a temp service, do you wear a suit to all interviews? Yeah. No matter where, even if you're going, let's just say I'm a female. Even if you're going to interview as a stripper, yeah, I still would say walk in that mud with a suit on. Just have a change of clothes so you
that's
can know.
I say no.
I learned
it depends on, and they said it too when they give the, what you call it on Channel 2, it depends on where you're going.
Yeah, I say.
Because some people want to see a certain way of you, so it depends on where you're going. Most jobs you go to, you have to wear a suit, or you have to look casual, but
yeah,
not always a suit.
Well, not a suit, but I meant to say, casual. You don't have to have a suit because most of them don't require a suit, but casual.
If I go somewhere a stripper, I'm going in there butt booty naked.
Well, I say even as a stripper, go in there casual, just have you a change of clothes.
No, you're going to get all of me.
But yeah, you'll get all of you me eventually doing the whatever orientation
or
they'll I'll give you
down,
in the,
or I'll
in the
strip down in the interview.
But that's what I'm saying. Strip down, there you go. Be conservative. And if he asks for orientation right there, take your conservative look and now make it, I guess, slutty, sexual, sensual slutty, I guess, whatever. But in my opinion, that just means you got yours. You say it depends. I agree with you. It does depends, but I still say every interview go in at least casual. And if you say you get the job, start right now. Have your change of clothes in the rag so you don't have to mess up your casual slacks or your gaiters that you came in with, whatever. So that's just me. Stays. I seen some pictures of you. I ain't gonna say what I wanted to do, but no.
Oh, wow.
No. No, but I haven't seen you like slutty, but I'm quite sure, because every female have got their slutty suits. I'm not saying you don't have one. I'm just saying, have you wore your slutty suit outside the house?
Dress casual where I go. If you see me in something a little extra sexy, because that's what I call what I do. I get my sexy on, my grown and sexy on. So if you see me dressed like that, not trashy, but classy, sexy, it's probably my birthday, Mother's Day, something of that nature. I don't do it like every, often or whatever. Oh, but okay. I have some dresses, some short. Now, if I wear, I'm top heavy. I'm very top heavy. Yeah. I always have
been. Yes, you are.
I have to really watch what I wear. And if I am showing just a little bit of cleave, I won't be showing anything else. I can't just show it all at once. And even when I do show a little bit of cleave, not that I'm trying to, I just can't help it because I can't hide it.
Take some duct tape.
I have to say that. That was one of the reasons when I was high school, that's why I was attracted to you.
Okay. All right. Pause that, Stace, what you were saying. Now, describe what you consider the most sexiest outfit that you will wear outside the house or have wore outside the house. Let's just see, is it slutty or trashy or something?
I have a dress. It's kind of short. Form-fitting. None of my...
Hold on. My bad. How short? Because you said kind of short, because we all know kind of short ain't the same short as my short.
Well, I didn't have any cheeks hanging out.
Okay. All right.
It was short. It was form-fitting. I say short because, yes, you can see some thigh. It's not a dress that's...
I'm going to have to feel that.
But,
okay.
Yeah, it was like a one-arm dress, so I had one sleeve. The other sleeve was, I didn't have another sleeve. Breasts were covered, so I think the most that it showed was leg.
Oh, okay.
Okay, in the eyes of a guy.
Some people have to see that, but I'm going to have to feel that.
in the eyes of a guy, that's slut. No, I'm just joking. Okay, that ain't bad at all. At least
I don't care that a girl looks slay. I care that she look good.
No, but
I don't ever say, oh, she looks slay. Nah.
Okay, you look good. So. Okay, the difference. Okay, let's describe that real quick, because, all right, and you should care. In my opinion, you should care if a girl looks slutty or she looks sexy or even borderline slutty, sletsy, trash, hookerish, and all that stuff. Because if she's sexy, you be like, okay, she giving me something to imagine, and I wouldn't mind, taking her out, getting to know her more. What Stacey described, sexy. Now, if I see her in a club or in the streets, I would like to, get to know her more. I can take her out somewhere and not be like, I'm going to hit this at the end of the night and all that type of stuff.
I don't know about that.
Never really did, but when I was going out, I just started. All my friends, they used to dress a certain way, and it got to the point where, at first they would wear like the really, really tight pants, the belly tops, the revealing shirts. They would, cut up their clothes and stuff like that. And then it got to the point where I guess that wasn't naked enough for them. So they would wear like boy shorts to the club. And yeah, people would be looking like they in their drawers, like what she got on. It would be like boy shorts and bra tops, pretty much. And you know, it's like how you want to dress. Then that's fine. That's how you dress. That's on you. But if you get the wrong attention, then you can't really be mad about that or whatever.
Yeah.
But also, when I went out with them, I never looked like I belonged in that crew. Like, you couldn't tell we was together because it was a lot of us. Everybody used to dress alike in the same stuff. But me, I would have on a nice heel, a skirt, and a nice top or whatever. Or it was one point, like when I first started going out, I would wear jeans and a regular shirt, like something that I would wear like when I was in high school. You know how we wore, had the little guest outfits or whatever, the jeans and the shirt. I would wear an outfit just like that. I wouldn't even wear a heel with it. I would wear a regular shoe or a gym shoe.
But to me, you dress the way you're supposed to have dressed. You know, you ain't supposed to be, unless y'all make plans to like, okay, we gonna match today. We gonna
is it only trashy when you go out in public and dress like that? That's when it's only trashy?
Ooh, that's a good one too. Before you answer, let me finish this real quick about the whole dressing. When you say she touched on it, like if you get the attention that you getting as negative because you dress the way you dress, slutty and all that stuff, you can't be mad because you're not dressing to impress, you're dressing for sex, in my opinion.
Man, you only gonna get majority just gonna get that slutty side from another woman.
No, because you,
the majority,
okay.
Most guys don't care about that. They just want to see you.
No, and you can't say that.
I said most guys. I didn't say every guy.
I know. I'm just saying because, first of all, when you're going out to the club, I don't know. Okay, I'm not talking like I know the club life per se, but going off what I seen when I was at the clubs and all the stuff I've been to, you're not going to the club to meet anybody, you going to the club to hook up with somebody. Of course, having a good time is the process of where you're going out there, but at the end of the night, you plan on hooking up with somebody to go home with that person at the end of the night when you're going to the club. You're not going to the club to, I want to take you out to dinner tomorrow night. I want to take you out to dinner. No, you ain't going to the club for that. You're going to the club like, I want to kick you out my house in about a few hours. That's what you're going to the club for. And when you dress the way Amber Rose dress, and people who dress like Amber Rose and think that you're not going to get that type of attention, you are blonde as you are, or fake blonde as you are. My bad. I shouldn't have said blonde. Dumb. I just leave it at dumb.
So back to the question.
Yeah, back to your, what was your question again? Oh, is it slutty?
Is it slutty when you...
inside the house versus outside the house?
Not inside the house. I don't think it's slutty because it's behind closed doors.
Okay.
I'm saying when you out in public dressing half naked, that's slutty, like going like to the... Yes. Like you said, going to the club,
you
so...
You talking about with the people who were dressing like porn stars with the cheeks hanging out? That's slutty as heck. If you walking around in your drawers or designer shorts that's fit like drawers and they got the word juicy, bubble, or groceries on it, yes, that's freaking slutty as heck. And the attention that you get is the attention that you should expect to get when you go out like that.
So it's slutty.
Oh my God,
so
you just brought some stuff back. Oh my God, juicy and did you say bubble?
Bubble. In groceries.
Groceries. I'm not talking about the words.
I'm gonna tell you something. I can't even remember the last time I bought one pair of shorts within the recent years, and before that I have bought absolutely none. Why? Because every time I go into the stores, I cannot find a pair that is a reasonable length. I'm not wearing my cheek outside of the house, period.
And you shouldn't.
So you wouldn't do that? So is it slutty when you go to the beach like that? In the bathing suit?
There's certain places for certain things. You know what I mean? If you're at the beach,
I can agree with that.
You wear a beach attire. If you're at the club, you wear club attire. If you're at the strip club, I mean, hey, you know, I mean, I think it's just the atmosphere, because if I was at like a beach or something, I wouldn't expect for nobody. I mean, we're all dressed the same. And now if I go to church and I got my breast out, I'm, you know, I'm looking like a fool, because that's not how you dress in church. I mean, I know the Lord said come as you are, but I don't think he meant naked.
So, hold on. If a woman dressed slutty because she naked, is it slutty for a guy when he come out without no shirt and maybe with some Speedos on? Or maybe...
Yes.
Is that okay. Slutty?
Yes, it is. And I know society get it to where it's okay for guys to come out shirtless and not females to come out shirtless. But going off what you just said, adding the Speedos to it, you're slutty.
What if they coming out naked? What if they come out with some shorts?
That's the right word, because if I saw some guy just come outside in some Speedos, I'm going to think way beyond slutty. I'm going to think, okay, I don't think he's having a woman company later. He may be having a male company later.
Or he just ain't all the way there in the mind. Or he could be like me and fulfilling a dare.
Or what if he just got some what if he got some biker shorts on?
That's different.
What if he just got some biker shorts on and he come outside?
Oh, well, I expect that he's going to ride his bike.
No, but he's half naked. He has got some shorts on. No, I mean, okay. No sandals.
Okay, no. Because biker shorts are not like, they're not having, biker shorts don't have cheeks out. Even if you a female, got on biker shorts.
So
you
don't have slutty when you got your cheeks out.
No. Because me personally, I even mentioned this on the show, early shows, is that I don't consider those yoga pants for you to be coming out in. Now, all females wear them.
Shoot.
But the thing about it is, you get the same reaction as if you was dressing slutty because
sexy,
how tight they are.
Flaunt what you have.
And,
that's me. I don't.
That's
the way you carry yourself.
You're right. And you're absolutely right. But the way you're talking right now is exactly why how every guy out in the streets is going to perceive you and come up to you, not the way that you want them to come up to you.
Not me. I treat a girl with respect no matter what. I don't come up to a bitch or nothing. I don't never do. I always treat her with respect.
I know you don't need to.
That's because how I was raised.
Okay, I know you only doing this for the show.
No, that's because you know me.
No, I'm talking about what you just saying earlier about flaunt. I know you doing this
that's
for the
how,
show.
That's what I'm. No, that's why. That's how I am.
Okay,
I'm not faking on nothing I'm talking about.
All right, okay, and I hear you on that. Yeah, hey, if you want to flaunt your stuff, go ahead and flaunt it.
I mean, the attention you get is what you're going to get, expect that. I know that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
If you want to flaunt your stuff, you got it. I mean, even if you come out with nothing on and you just beautiful, some negative guy's going to do that.
Exactly. If you want to flaunt it, flaunt it. But the thing about it, the whole point of this whole show or the segment of this show is, expect what you know to expect. That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
Expect that. Yes. One last thing before we head out. Kim K put out a new pic recently, and I gotta say, again, I don't care what anybody say about her, stop acting like you wouldn't hit that. She almost made me want to.
Remember you said that famous last words.
Yeah. But I just had to almost say that before we head out. I got shots fired. One that quick, and the shots fired is to Crazy Bone, probably the favorite rapper in my life. I want to give him a shots fired because he ain't tell me he was sick.
Oh Lord!
What's wrong with him?
Well, they was on tour. And he had to cancel it because he got a severe case of pneumonia. But
oh, that's serious.
Yeah, but he also has autoimmune disease, which is
ain't that HIV?
Nah, it can help with getting other sicknesses or sicknesses. Yeah,
so he has your immune system is weak. You can get sick a lot quicker than other people.
Immune system is low.
Because Lord knows I love me some Crazy Bone.
Yeah, he got how you pronounce this?
His immune system.
Sarcoidosis or something like that. Sarcoidosis. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You know who had that?
Bernie Mac. Before he passed.
That's right. Bernie Mac had that.
And that's going to really hurt me, man, because like I said, bone.
Because you said you just brought up pneumonia and you brought up that S word, whatever it is. Yeah. I know that's what Bernie Mac had.
And he stated that in his statement that he made. Like, that's the same thing Bernie Mac had before he passed. And like I said, Bone Thugs, my favorite group of all times. To this day, nobody can do what Bone do and have done to this day, in my opinion.
Twister and, can.
Nope.
Yes, he can. He nope. can do it better, too.
He just rap fast. He don't harmonize. I don't care who's faster than who, because they don't care about who faster is who. They only care about putting out good harmonized music. But they if he go, that'll be like a sad day for me, because I know he don't know me personally.
Anybody you know
good. Not me too.
Yeah, he don't know me personally. I don't know him personally, but ever since they came out, I had the first thing that came out with the first CD that came out, first tape at the time, first tape that came out, except for the Rubber Band, I think that's what the name of their group before they actually got recognized. I don't have that.
He was always my boyfriend in my head.
Yours too? No.
Yep. Donnie got crazy bone tattooed across his butt cheek.
Hey, man, you weren't supposed to say that on the show, man. We were supposed to be boys. We were supposed to be brothers. All right. So, that's shots fired. Let's close out because Stace got to go get her kid and I got to go get mine. And her kids.
You ain't got to get yours till three.
But kids. I forgot. I got to let that be known, okay. Stacey. Cause,
which one?
Which one? She's a mother of a litter. No, you don't have that many kids, do you, Stacey?
What did you say?
Just close the show.
You said you ain't got that many.
No.
I said, I hope not. No.
Thanks for listening to this show. Really appreciate it. Leave your comments on iTunes. Rate us also. That's like a good thing. Please rate us on iTunes also. Go to provengamer.com. That's the new home of Whatever Talk. Also email us from whatevertalk@provengamer.com or whatevertalkshow@gmail.com. And you also leave your comments, write in whatever you want to write in about. It doesn't necessarily have to be about what you heard on this particular show. You can write about anything. Tell us what we're doing bad. Cause I know it's a whole bunch of those. I know we got Stacey on the phone, and we've been having her on the phone ever since she came back to the show. But that's the way we have to record right now until we can get our situation better. But we're still bringing you good shows, folks. Tell us about your parenting skills. Are you a godparent, or are you a self-proclaimed godparent, or are you the definition version of godparent? What about Cat Williams? Do you believe he on that DMX? Because I believe he on that DMX.
That's going to make a rap about you.
I'm quite sure a lot of rappers are going to make a rap about me and if they hear everything I got to say about them on this show. And I welcome it. I just ask that it makes sense. If you're going to diss me in a way that it makes sense. Don't call me Mekhi Fife if my name is Mekhi Pfeiffer. Because that's what I don't like.
So we should just call you Donna Thin because that's your name.
Hey, call me Donnie.
I thought it was Donna Thin. No, Donna Thin.
Call me Donna Thin.
Donna Thin is your government name.
If you do your research and find out my name is Donna Thin, besides listen to what I just said, Donna Thin, then hey, so be it. Just as long as it makes sense when you dissing me. I don't care about the diss.
Donna, shut the fuck up.
Just makes sense. But since he had to dip out, so I'll say her whatever for her right now. Whatever.
Whatever.
Should you dress to impress?
Yes.
Dress always for a sex?
Yes.
Or do as I
yes.
do.
Yes.
Or excuse me. Or you could do as I do. Dress for comfort.
That's boo.
Crazy Bone, man. Get at me, man. Get at your number one. I consider mine your number one fan of
if
Crazy
I
Bone.
Can change the world.
No. If I can change the whole wide world
to be a thug in harmony.
Harmony.
Oh, be a gangster like,
I would,
me, like me.
I would change it to where Crazy Bone was not sick.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Crazy Bone. Take care of yourself, man.
Yeah, man. You know what would help you heal? Stop all that smoking. All you bones. Stop it. But... Uh-huh. But yes, get well soon, KB. I don't like KB, Crazy Bone. Proven Gamer has a sponsor, which is Amazon. And if you go to provengamer.com, click the tab in the right-hand corner, it'll take you to Amazon, where you can do your purchases and all that stuff that you was going to do anyway. But during the checkout, some of the proceeds will come to provengamer.com that will help keep the site up and running. That means more Whatever Talk for you, more Trophy Horrors for you, and more Remember the Loot for you. But to make things easier for you, when you go to provengamer.com and click that tab, before you do your shopping, bookmark it.
Book it.
That way, you won't have to come to provengamer.com before going to Amazon to do your shopping.
Click, click.
But why would you want to miss coming to provengamer.com with all the good video game articles, the movie articles, the entertainment articles, and plus, Whatever Talk is there. So, go to provengamer.com and listen to Whatever Talk and all that stuff. The good stuff. Shout outs.
Shout out to the listener fans, my daughter, especially my daughter. I thank God for prayer. They had a shooting and hit her car window. Luckily, they wasn't there. They were getting picked up from school. So they should have been at that gas station. So I want to give a shout out to them.
What?
To that shout out for not hitting them. And
shout out to that bullet for not hitting them.
Shoot, yeah, shoot. Yeah, for that bullet not hitting them.
Okay, that's the first bullet shout out ever, I think, in history.
Brother got a name on it, and then lucky didn't have mine on my baby's name on it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
But anyway, shout outs to Donnie D, to Stacy P, to T.Cliff, and hopefully these plans that's coming in for us. I got some plans for us. So shout outs to that too.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Shout out to the listeners. Thanks for listening, because without you guys listening, we'd just be two or three people
talking
to each other. Because, again, we're going to do the show.
We're going to talk. We need somebody to listen.
Yeah, we need somebody to listen to us talking. And give your opinions, people. Come on. Write in. Comment on something. Say, Donnie, I freaking hate you being the host of Whatever Talk. Say it. I welcome every type of comment. Please, people, I'm begging you. No, I'm getting on my knees and bed like James. Please, let me ride that don't care. Let me ride. Oh, man. That song goes appropriate with our topic that we talked about. Thanks to my crew, Whatever Talk crew. T-Dot, Stacy, we're going to try to get this thing, as far as equipment-wise, better, hopefully, soon. Because I hope you folks ain't getting really turned off by her being on the phone and you acting like that's too harsh of a hearing for you to hear. I'm pretty sure you probably heard worse, but, but bypass all that and enjoy the entertainment that has been provided for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And to my family, thanks for being my family. Thanks for loving me. And in return, I think about loving y'all. I love y'all.
That's why you always call y'all every day.
I love you. That's why I feed you every day. That's why I pick you up from school every day. That's why I beat you, because I love you.
I beat out frustration.
Whatever. If you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, you can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute, leave a comment, tell us what you think about it, come again, tell a friend, tell whoever listening, Whatever Talk.